September 7th, 2021, Tuesday of the 23rd week in Ordinary Time.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians.
Brothers and sisters, as you received Christ Jesus the Lord, walk in Him, rooted in Him and built upon Him, and established in the faith as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. See to it that no one captivate you with an empty, seductive philosophy, according to the tradition of men, according to the elemental powers of the world, and not according to Christ. For in Him dwells the whole fullness of the deity, bodily, and you share in this fullness in Him, who is the head of every principality and power. In Him you were also circumcised, with a circumcision not administered by hand, by stripping off the carnal body, with the circumcision of Christ. You were buried with Him in baptism, in which you were also raised with Him through faith in the power of God, who raised Him from the dead. And even when you were dead in transgressions, and the uncircumcision of your flesh, He brought you to life along with Him, having forgiven us all our transgressions, obliterating the bond against us with its legal claims, which was opposed to us. He also removed it from our midst, nailing it to the cross. Despoiling the principalities and the powers, He made a public spectacle of them, leading them away in triumph by it. The word of the Lord.
The Responsorial Psalm. The response is, "The Lord is compassionate toward all His works." I will extol you, O my God and King, and I will bless your name forever and ever. Every day will I bless you, and I will praise your name forever and ever. The Lord is compassionate toward all His works. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness. The Lord is good to all and compassionate toward all His works. The Lord is compassionate toward all His works. Let all your works give you thanks, O Lord, and let your faithful ones bless you. Let them discourse of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might. The Lord is compassionate toward all His works.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus departed to the mountain to pray, and He spent the night in prayer to God. When day came, He called His disciples to Himself, and from them He chose 12, whom He also named apostles: Simon, whom He named Peter, and his brother Andrew; James, John, Philip, Bartholomew; Matthew, Thomas; James the son of Alphaeus; Simon who was called a zealot; and Judas the son of James; and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor. And He came down with them and stood on a stretch of level ground. A great crowd of His disciples, and a large number of the people from all Judea and Jerusalem, and the coastal region of Tyre and Sidon, came to hear Him and to be healed of their diseases. And even those who were tormented by unclean spirits were cured. Everyone in the crowd sought to touch Him, because power came forth from Him and healed them all. The Gospel of the Lord.